I'm doing my cup now.
Do you want to say just hi, everyone? Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
You are so...
Ugh. Ugh. Which one is it plugged into? Nope, not that one.
Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind.
Today is Monday, July 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we had this whole plan. Also, I have no idea what this sounds like because these headphones that I'm listening to sound horrible, but the, you know, the everything looks like the levels are okay, so hopefully, I mean, you know what, I'm going to turn the levels down a little bit. Let's see if I can. I don't know if I can turn the, okay, we're just going to try this, and hopefully it all sounds good, but it sounds horrible in the headphones, so I don't know what it's going to sound like, but we spent this 5 minutes with Mark saying, oh, I'm gonna do your intro. I'm gonna do it. I got all set up. You know, I'm giving him the thing. I'm like, okay, get ready to record. He's like, oh no, I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. It's too much trouble. You just have this radio voice and it's this long script. It's too much to read. And I can't even remember what I say unless the music is playing. So if someone cornered me in a dark alley in Venezia and said, hey, do your Geeky Gay intro, I'd be like, do you have the music? Because I have to have the music. And so anyway, so I even did it for him. I played the music and So there's a lot to cover, but I'll say we started off. So we were flying out on Friday, and I can't even remember. I think I recorded the show Thursday night so that I wouldn't have to get up but I don't even remember that. I don't know what I did. I mowed, I did all this stuff. But we got all packed and we got Sydney ready and everything. And then it started out with Thursday night. You know, things will happen. You know, things will happen when you're going out. You try to plan. We had a spreadsheet. We had all of this stuff. We had everything planned. You know, we're going to be the perfect travel agents because we are so good at planning and we're so good at, and it's mostly Mark because I was not a planner before I met him. But anyway, I'm getting better at it and he's good at it. And so we had everything planned. I was bragging to everyone about how, you know, oh, everyone was asking me, oh, who did you book a travel agent? Like, who planned all this stuff? I'm like, no. We planned it. It was all us. We planned everything. It's going to go perfect. And then Thursday night, Mark says, Boyfie, I can't find my COVID card. Now, he is the most organized person I have ever met in my life. He looked all over the house, could not find his COVID card. So I was like, well, and you know, the U.S. has a horrible, I don't know, you go to Europe or somewhere else like that, and there's an app. You know, you go to Canada, they have an app. You go to all these places, they have an app. And in the U.S., we have this card that is made out of like, you know, toilet paper tube or something. It's like this cardstock card that anybody, and then you try to, there's no process for getting a new one, for getting a replacement if you lose it. There's no digital copy. And it even says on the CDC website, because we were looking, oh, you know, take a photo of it. But in Italy, they're not going to know. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, we'll just show me your phone. Sure, I'll take that. And so anyway, long story short, he couldn't find it. The next morning, he goes through all this trouble of calling the health department, doing all this stuff. And he was luckily able to find a pharmacist willing to make him a new card based on the fact that he had a photo of the original card plus a letter from the health department or a certificate saying, yeah, he's up to date on all his shots. It's like a shot record for Sydney, our dog. You know, when you go to board or something, they printed out some shot record. And so we got that. And then we get to the airport. And we dropped Sydney off. We did all that with my parents. And we get to, I typed up a letter for the boarding people. I told them how to groom her, how to feed her. I told them that she got bloody diarrhea last time she was there, so they better, you know, do it right this time. And the amount of food, and she can't have other dogs' toys. She needs to eat, you know, because she eats toys if they're too soft. Anyway, so we get to the airport, and there was no United person there first. We had to wait because apparently we were there super early. Because I was trying to be super responsible and, you know, making sure that because I was thinking 3 hours for international nowadays, you know, especially with COVID and all the airport shenanigans, you know, that you have to go through. And there was no one there, and nobody from United. And so I went over to the American Airlines desk. There was someone there. And they said, oh, yeah, United doesn't bring anyone out until 2 hours before the flight. So there's no way to check in, you know, because Mark needed to talk to someone because they have to verify his documentation in order for him to check in. Because visas and all this bullshit. So anyway, finally someone shows up. We go up there. And these people, I don't understand. These people at these checkout counters for airlines, especially at our airport, even though we have a nice airport, but it's a small airport. And they never seem to know how to do anything. If you have anything kind of complicated, they have to call somebody. It never fails. United, American, Allegiant, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. Anything a little bit complicated, and they look clueless. Like they have no idea what they're doing. So she calls somebody. She says, it's telling me you can't check in because you have a layover in Germany. And we went back and forth. I was an angry white American for a moment. I was like, no, we did our research. He has got the proper visa, blah, blah, blah. You know, telling this girl off, basically. I felt bad later. And I didn't make a scene or anything, but I mean, I was very confident that we knew what we were talking about. So then we Googled it while she was, you know, talking to someone else on United. And sure enough, it says this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You need, even though the European visa, which is called a Schengen visa or whatever, it's valid for all of the European Union countries. So if Mark and I got on a train right now from Italy and we decided we wanted to go to, I don't know, some other European Union country, we could do that. He's got a visa that says he can go to. But when you're flying, there's some stupid rule that if you have a layover in a European Union country and you're flying to another European Union country, you have to have a transfer visa. So not only did he need this, and it took, and the, even the transfer visa, I think you have to go to an embassy to get it, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but anyway, it's a hassle one way or the other. And so long story short, he could not get on the flight. And we only had like an hour and a half before takeoff and had to try to figure out what to do. And it's like, do I stay here? Because he couldn't get on the plane, but I could. And so it ended up that, and I felt horrible about this because, you know, it's our anniversary trip. I'm flying without him, all this kind of stuff. But I had to fly without him just so that I didn't have to rebook a really expensive ticket. And then he booked a really expensive ticket that had no layovers in another European country. So he flew, I don't know, he flew to like Chicago and then Newark, and then Newark directly to Venice. And his visa worked for that, but it was very expensive and it was a pain in the butt. So, I mean, you know, and Daniel, I called Daniel and he's like, you know, I don't want to rub this in your face or anything, but had you used a travel agent, I bet they would have known that. It's like, how dare you? we haven't, you know, and then he keep, Daniel makes fun. He's like, how are you guys going to be travel agents? You can't. I'm like, we have not taken the travel agent training yet. I mean, excuse me, sir. There are hours and hours of training that we have to take to get certified to be a travel agent. And I'm sure things like that will be covered in the training. But anyway, I got to Venice, really had no problems. I got, the only thing is it was stupid because in Germany, our flight was like an hour and a half late taking off and to go to Venice. And it was because this poor elderly couple was stuck on the plane because they needed a wheelchair. And apparently this airport, this Munich airport, was so busy that they couldn't get people to the airplane to get them off and get them a wheelchair. And so they sat there for at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half. And they had to put us on a bus when we finally were to, and drove like 10 minutes to get to the plane. It was weird. But anyway, made it fine. I had a night by myself. I didn't do much. I checked in. They were super nice at the hotel. Like, super, super nice. They're like, oh, Mr. Adam, you know, welcome to Venice. We're so sorry Mr. Mark couldn't make it yet. You know, and everything. And the hotel manager took me to the room and, you know, showed me the, cause it was like a suite, but so it was a separate room, a separate building from the hotel. It was like an apartment almost. There was a kitchen and a bathroom. It was really nice, and a bed and a living room and all that. There was a step up into the bathroom. I almost killed myself because I went to go poop or something and I forgot that there was a step up and I tripped. And, anyway, I made it though. And so that night I basically just hung out in the room for a couple of hours. And then I decided I was going to go get a drink. I needed some drinks for the refrigerator. And, so I was going to do that. I needed to get some kind of dinner. I decided to get this to-go pasta that Mark and I had seen. And, so I did that and I did something else. Oh, I forgot to bring an adapter. For electricity. So I bought one of those. I got some drinks. I got a baguette or whatever they call it in Italy. And I got some to-go pasta. Went back to my room, watched Criminal Minds on my phone, ate, and went to bed about 10:30 or 11. Then I picked Mark up the next day because I'm so sweet. Oh, I had breakfast at the hotel, which was lovely. It was free. It was included. And it was lovely. It was really nice. And then I was so sweet that I decided I'm going to pick him up. I figured out how to get back to the airport. I will say this. The hotel recommended a water taxi that was 130 euros for me to get from the airport to the hotel the day that I arrived. I researched it. And, okay, we had researched before, but we thought, well, maybe we should just go with the hotel recommends because, you know, we're not going to know anything and whatever. And the next day, I was able to get a taxi ticket or whatever for 15 euros. So I picked Mark up. He had to go. He waited 2 hours in the immigration line, but finally he came through. And we got a water taxi back. And I'll have to end it there. That was a lot. But we're running out of time. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.